Yesterday on the show, I talked to bike safety instructor John Schubert about how to commute safely by bike. He reached out after I crashed on the way home last fall. Now, his advice, do not bike all the way to the right. It's close to car doors that can open, it's near the curb, potholes, and other hazards. In other words, he says, claim the car lane.
Being away from that curb is what gets you relief from all these hazards. And when you learn how easy it is, all of a sudden cycling is transformed for you. It becomes much less stressful.
Turns out, John's comments stressed out cyclists with an opposing view. And we have one on the line. Armin Sami is the founder of Dashcam for Your Bike, a startup aiming to make streets safer. And he's a regular cyclist too. Armin, thank you for writing in.
Glad to be here.
So I want to just keep the focus on the bike commuter. John Schubert says, take the lane that cars are in, it's safer. And in his experience, he says, drivers accommodate the cyclists. What say you?
That may be true for him and for very confident cyclists. If you can bike about the speed of traffic, maybe it's safe to be in traffic. But most cyclists prefer separation from vehicles. Most people are afraid to be biking next to cars.
Yeah. Now, it's an imperfect world for a cyclist, right? I mean, there isn't always a dedicated bike lane. So when there is that reality, what does the cyclist do to stay safest?
So often, if it's just a one-way road and there's no bike lane, sometimes the safest thing is to take the lane, right? And the issue is not the advice that sometimes you need to take the lane. The issue is the concept of vehicular cycling, which is what John was advocating for, which is a mindset that says that bikes and vehicles should be treated the exact same. Bicyclists are operators of motor vehicles. And that's the mindset that I want to push against, right? Because most bicyclists don't want to be treated as a vehicle. They want separated, protected infrastructure. Now, when you're stuck in a case where there is no protected infrastructure, yeah, you have to make a judgment call every time. And that's not fun, right? Either you're blocking a line of cars who are upset with you, or you might be riding in a debris-filled gutter. Neither are great options.
So do you have a suggestion for one of those places where there aren't great options? Because a lot of us find ourselves in that kind of a situation. I know a lot of cyclists who might say, you know what, I'm just going to avoid that road. It might take 20 more minutes, but I'm just going to do that. I mean, what are some options for the rest of us who have a street like that along our way?
The options, I don't think the options are as simple as, you know, what do you do that day, right? There's advocacy that can be done. And my recommendation is to get in touch with your city and let them know about the dangers. And sometimes most cities have it as easy as just calling 311, saying, hey, I had a close call on this road, or hey, this bike lane is filled with debris. Can you please come clean it up? And cities have a method of responding to that. And so we don't need to settle for the infrastructure we have. We can work to improve the infrastructure.
That's Armin Sami, founder and CEO of Dashcam for Your Bike, talking about choices that we all have to make if we're cycling in cities. Armin, thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.